If you haven't yet, it's time to lock in. Dragon Ball is back, and we're here to talk about that.
Nano, it's been weeks. Years. I don't know about years. Actually, months. Well, I guess if we've been waiting since Super went down, then yeah, it has been actually.
28 years later.
But Daima's bringing it back, dude. We're finally back after 8 weeks of filler. What episode was this again?
7 weeks of filler.
Shit. Do you think we can restart the podcast?
Hang on. Okay, here we go.
Nano! Wow. Dude. 6 weeks of filler, and we're finally back. Dotto. What?
This is episode 8, so it'd been 7.
It's fine. You know what? I'll get it next week.
Okay. All right. Cool. Dotto, I do have to... Can I admit something to you live on air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cardinal Sin.
We're in the podcast?
Key moments, Cardinal Sin, man.
That's fine. Go ahead. I mean, you're here to be forgiven.
I don't want to go to the board with this one. I feel like you especially will probably lead something an entire riot against me here. But Dotto, I was in charge of making sure everything went live this last week. Okay, Toasty was out. He was visiting Japan, and I won't lie. I just saw a comment that reminded me of something I've been meaning to do since last Saturday, and that was uploading the audio side of this to Spotify and everywhere else, which I have not done as of the recording of this. But the time you're watching it, it'll be live, so you'll have good eats over there because you'll be like, wait, this they missed a week.
You have been starving the audio listeners.
I'm sorry, Dotto, and I'm sorry to the audio listeners too, man.
What are you? There are no audio listeners anymore. they died out, bro.
No!
You fucking starved them to death. You just can't come back and think they're gonna be there, bro. They died. Their shriveled up bodies are on the ground.
Drama!
Drama reacts.
Dotto.
Key moments abuses audio listeners.
This is completely unrelated, and you can't even see my camera right now, but I think I've told you about this. I maybe even showed it to you when you were here, but I opened the Score TCG of Dragon Ball Z, a Majin Buu Saga limited edition box. That means it was first edition. And I got it out the other day because I recorded a video with Lotus just to show him. I'm currently holding a limited edition Personality 1 card for Broly, because in the sets they would always do something to promo the movie that was related, and it's a bit ironic to have the Buu Saga sitting here on my table, given the fact that we just got through watching Tamagami episode 8 of Dragon Ball Daima, so this does relate back. But Dotto, fun fact for you listeners and viewers out there. Actually, specifically, if you are a viewer, look at this. I even set it up because yes, I'm stupid and I opened it and have it to where you would have seen it in a Walmart or a store to buy a pack of this. I bought this booster box in 2017 for like $200, and for whatever reason decided to open it on my channel in 2018. And a sealed box of this one specifically because it has the Super Saiyan 3. Ultra rare personality card, which is the most sought after card in the entire TCG. I did not pull it. I do have it though. It made this booster box worth like $3,000 now, Dotto. So Ooh. Yeah, because it again, you had unlimited and then you had limited. And if you had a limited card, then it had this little kanji down here in the bottom. What is that? The bottom right or left of the card there. And that signified that it was essentially a first edition. And Dotto, when I tell you that I did not expect the COVID insane, like everything's gonna like 10x Pokemon cards, Dragon Ball cards, everything. So you know, with Sparking Zero, I got beef with Sparking Zero. It made all the old Dragon Ball games skyrocket, dude.
Like, damn, you got fucking beef with everybody, bro. Like, you're just pissed. You're just pissed off,
dude. I don't know about you, but I like collecting shit that I like not to too crazy of an extent, but like the video game specifically. Like, I was kind of like, you know, it'd be kind of be cool to have all the old PS2 games like sealed up with that cool old, you know, back in the day when you'd have to like take
don't get me started, but you know, label. The crisp like sealant.
Games don't have that no more. Like, you just take the wrap off and then you just open it up, but they used to have that little seal that you'd have to like take off. 360 games had it, PS2 games had it. Like, there's just something special about that.
Games are barely physical anymore, bro.
Yes.
I haven't bought a game physically since Sandland.
Wait, I thought you were buying games physically again. What happened, Otto?
Listen, man, life just gets in the way. Look, to be honest, I'm not really a I need my games to be physical guy. I do enjoy it, and I do like it, and I still like buying old games, like PS1 games. I can't wait to get back to my PS1 collecting. But, like, it's just, like, every step of the journey punishes you for trying to play games physically nowadays, bro. It's like, I buy it, I gotta put the disc in. All the data still downloads, yes. So I still have a fucking giant file sitting on my shit. And then I can't play it without the disc in, so it's like, great. I literally get no convenience, no nothing. It's horrible, bro. And, like, I don't know. It's hard starting up a new... I just got a lot of beef. It's weird having one Xbox Series X game in Sandland, and that's just it. Also, Xbox game cases have gotten a lot uglier over the years, so... Look, I also, too, have a lot of complaints. I even forgot where we were before this.
I will say, in terms of, like, an aesthetic thing, the blue PS5 cases literally shits all over the Xbox cases right now. Like, the aesthetic of PS5 cases is very, very nice.
This should just be game moments, bro. But I do agree. I think PS5 game cases look way more aesthetically pleasing than an Xbox, like, Series X. Because Xbox, they... Look, I like the way they're moving. I think they've got an interesting direction.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
But game, like, traditional stuff, they just actually suck ass. Like, it really is not. Because have you seen how it's like green, which would be fine, and it's like Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, Xbox One, Xbox Series. It's like, that is ugly as fuck.
Yeah,
I get it. You're trying to tell the consumer and everything, but that is so butt ugly. It's fucking crazy. I even like the Xbox One, like, you know, when they had it at the top and it was like...
I was just about to say, I like, but I will say, hot take here, since what we're saying and the cases aren't that different, but I like Xbox One cases. I just bought several Xbox One games because I was trying to buy the entire Forza series. So I have, I actually have several Xbox One games now because they've made a few Forza games. And anyway, those look pretty great, but nothing beats the 360 cases, dude. 360 cases are like so sick, man.
I agree. I will say I do think nostalgia plays a pretty heavy. I think if I was
so
just
what if
I
does?
Was, I don't know. I agree. Look, I think nostalgia plays a heavy role, but like if we're being objective and fair, if I spawned into the world today and looked at all of them and picked my favorite, it would probably end up being like a PlayStation run. But 360 just sparks a joy in my head, bro. I was looking it up on Google, and the Halo 3 one came up. Damn. That's a video game right there. But they ain't make them like they used to. I'll just say that. They ain't make them like they used to.
Anyways, guys, we're here to talk about the Game Award. Now, we're here to
talk about... It's crazy. This is the best episode of Daima. So that's what we're talking about.
We're here to talk about Dragon Ball Daima. I think that... Truly, and this is like no meathead shit. This is none of that.
Well, hold on. Go ahead.
I just think like from beginning to end, this was easily the most interesting episode of the series, and half of it isn't even actually meathead shit. I just think it was just good, just plain and simple.
The reason I wanted you to hold on was because fuck making excuses. Y'all make fun of the meatheads, but guess what? Your favorite episode of Daima is. The one with the fighting and the beams, huh? So maybe you're a bit of a meathead too, person listening at home that hates our arguments for some reason. But no, this episode was just good. And yes, there was some in here. Actually, I would say this is the pound for pound biggest lore drop, the Daima moment, as we've been saying. This is the biggest Daima moment of the series so far.
Yeah, I think in terms of lore drops, I don't see how any of the others have even touched this episode. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been some big stuff, but we literally got like, are we allowed to, would you consider this a retcon? Or just an expansion?
I mean, yes. Is it? No, because, I mean, well, I guess you're right. It's not a retcon. I actually don't know what the rules are on this. I guess, no, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a retcon. It's an expansion.
But it's
then also,
different.
It's kind of a retcon. It's what's the definition of a retcon? Because like change it, but it keeps it. It changes it, but only intention. But only fuck it, bro. I don't know. It was cool.
I think the reveal of a different character doing so, like being the one actually behind it. I don't know. It doesn't feel like as like when I think of the infamous Dragon Ball retcon to me is like Vegito. right? So it having a power limit that can split them, like what they did in Dragon Ball Super, is a retcon, because that wasn't the case at all with Super Vegito, right? That is a retcon to push like a certain, but then at the same time revealing that this character is actually who they are. We're about to talk about it, but like, does that?
I mean, we can honestly just talk. It's pretty separate from the episode.
Let's just dive in. So really fast, if you didn't watch the episode, since we found out a lot of you don't, this episode essentially was the fight against the Tamagami. We did a bet, and I won. Thought it was over here, like it might be multi-episode to fight Tamagami. That Tamagami didn't even last the full first half of the episode. That dude, damn, Goku was out here doing shit. But then when we got done with that, we got massive, massive lore dump. Really awesome scene with Dr. Arinsu and a new character we're introduced to called Marba, who appears to be the original creator of Majin Buu. More on that in a second. And we even get to see inside the ship with Vegeta, Piccolo, Bulma, and that Majin that is transporting them to catch up with Goku and company. So a lot happened in this episode, and it was all very, very good. Almost to the point, not to jump the gun on our ratings, Dotto, but we've been comparing all the other episodes. Like our Diamond rating cannot be compared to our Z rating, but our Z scale. But this episode felt so much more cohesive, is not the word, but just like, I don't know. Like this felt like it was off the
entertaining
charts.
I mean, I already know what score I'm giving this episode. I knew it the second the episode ended.
Yeah.
But just due to tradition, I will simply not say it. But yeah, the big twist, other than getting to see inside the ship with Vegeta in it, was, and this is what we're talking about with what is the definition of a retcon, because Arinsu was revealed. I don't know if I hate or like it. I think I do like it, but also it's just funny to me. When it was like they were watching the scene of Majin Vegeta blowing himself up and taking Buu out, and then like Buu putting himself back together again, and they were like, "Hold on, enhance the footage." And the camera pans over.
By the way, it's a blurry ass image too, but you can tell that it is probably Buu Dotto.
It's Dr. Arinsu, dude. She's right there picking up one of the little Boos and abducting him, putting him in a little test tube. I just thought of your Hawk Tua thing in the
episode.
Let's skip ahead. Yada yada. She gets an essence of Boo. I just think that's funny because it's always like, again, Attack on Titan did this too. I thought the way Attack on Titan did this is one of my favorite ways this has ever been done in a story. Like, I was actually there too, you know, like, oh shit, you were there? But here it's literally as simple as like, zoom in. Oh my God, she was there at the Majin Buu explosion. And then she takes it back to that wizard's, the OG creator. What was her name? Mamba?
Marba.
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 Yeah, Geekdom leaked her ass about 5 weeks ago, bro. I've been new about this character.
Wait, did he really?
Yeah, I think so.
Man,
he posted the characters on.
Okay.
Hey man, he's got his sources. Look, I'm also going to take that moment to stand up on my soapbox. There is nothing wrong with reporting. What was your stance on that again?
I don't necessarily want to see it, but also I'm not going to go out of my way to like harass him for just doing like what he's literally known for. You know what I mean? Like if you follow him, it's kind of I don't know. It's kind of like when people get mad at me for covering, like a good example would be, and I asked some people, including you, before I posted it, but it's like covering Sparking Zero and putting Gohan Black on the thumbnail. And some people were tight about that, but I'm like, I'm sorry, you're sub to me, you follow me, I cover the games. I'm like, the game's been out for like 6 days at this point. I'm gonna show the character on the thumbnail. That's like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, my bad that the game showed you. I'm showing you something over the thing that I cover. That's kind of like my thoughts on it. But anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you don't want to see it, that's fine. But people like been getting on his ass for leaking stuff. And I'm just like, that's like literally what I don't know. Anyway, that was my soapbox section. I don't get people being mad about reporting. Like, that's just like what you do. You just don't look at it. You know, and mute the people that do it if you don't want to see it.
The argument that I do see, and this could go again for me as well, though, is that once you have reported it, like, granted, the people that follow you, you know, are then going to spread said information. And I think that's where, but like, it's such a, it's whatever, man. If you're going to exist on Twitter or a platform like that, like, it's hard to avoid. Like, I didn't open Twitter today because I didn't want to be spoiled on whatever happened in this episode. Like, that was just a conscious choice that I made. I opened it once on accident because it's fucking react. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just pull out your phone and there's a few things you want to do. And one of them for me is just a reactionary thing to open Twitter.
But yeah, your brain just starts, cycling.
I got off. But I do see people's arguments with that to some extent, that once you put it out there in the world, like, people are going to obviously then talk about it. But again, it is what it is, sort of thing.
I just think, like, again, it's what he does, you know, it's reporting. It's you got the information, put it out there. I think it's just interesting. I've always been like that. But regardless, this character, I don't think he said what she does. But this character is the OG creator of Majin Buu. And they basically just said that Bibbidi was like a hack that could never do that. He just came to her and asked. So that's why we were like debating. It's not really a retcon unless a retcon is just when the information changes for the audience. Because everything the characters believed was still kind of true. It's just that he didn't really create Majin Buu. He just asked somebody he knew to create him. And then everything else plays out the exact same. But I thought it was pretty cool. And then the reason I laughed, skipping ahead a little bit more, is that the final ingredient for creating this Majin was for Dr. Arensu to spit into the bowl. And then Nano said, haha, that reminds me of Hawk 2. That was so funny.
Okay, I didn't say it quite like that.
You did.
I want to make a joke right now that's like 6 months old, and then
Now he's embarrassed. You laughed and said, Hawk Tua.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, man. If you want to see me make that cringy ass joke, you can support us by becoming a key member by clicking join here on YouTube or going to patreon.com/keymoments. Link down below in the description to support the podcast, watch our reactions, and watch all the bonus content we've made over the course of the last year plus that we've been doing this podcast, which is crazy. Donald, go ahead.
Well, anyway, I didn't mean to embarrass you. I'm sorry if you wanted be a Patreon thing.
If I would have made a reference to Talk to a, like, that's a totally different.
Dude, they got it. So anyway, I think that the community, and I will say I'm saying this half ironically. Actually, no, I should have just owned it. Damn. I should have just made, but I will be referring to this in honor of Nano as Hawk Bua, whatever we end up, because they're going to make a new Boo, and this is Hawk Bua, and I'm just so excited to see this character come to life.
How hard do you think it would be? Can we have our people reach out to her people and see if we can get her on this podcast?
You think the person that operates Talk to it would ever even look in an email from us?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I would love to. That would be amazing.
Key Tua or Talk Moments, you know what I mean? Like a collaboration.
Fuck that. If she agrees to come on our, I just want to call it Talk Tua featuring Key Moments. Like, we should be the underlining text.
That would be
an amazing fucking podcast.
That would unironically be a probably pretty damn fun podcast. I can't.
When you said Hawk Tua spit on that thing, did you know that you were gonna become famous or what?
She's like, oh, I haven't heard this like 30 times already today.
What inspires you? Who are your comedic influences?
Do you know who Goku is? You know what she's like? I think I saw him in that Macy's parade or something like that.
I like that you're putting on an accent like you don't have the same accent.
I know.
My bro faked his own accent.
Hey, I think I do. I think since being on the internet, I do a pretty good job of masking my southern accent. No?
Yes. I would say less than masking it, you've like, I guess it happens to all accents, but you've like merged with the, it's dulled, you know, and it can sharpen at any moment, but yes, it's,
yeah,
you know, it's become more internet over the years.
Yeah. When I watch some of my, you know, my channel literally started out as a podcast channel, and I listen back to those specifically, I'm like, yeah, I've really, really killed off the southern accent. Like, it comes out, and there's definitely words that I can't help, and like Dino makes fun of me for some words that I say, which I think is more of a Oklahoman thing than a southern thing, I think. But anyway,
and it comes out with people that also had the accent. So if we actually got the talk, If we did the talk to a featuring key moments, it would be fucking southern as hell.
Yeah, I thought you'd be over there like,
yeah, I'd be sitting in the corner, talk to a spit on that thing. Oh man, when I was down at the rodeo, I'd be like, damn, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
What in tarnation's going on here, man?
What are y'all saying? I can't understand y'all's accent.
Oh, shit. Anyway, back to Talk Bua, man. Damn.
Dude, we gotta fucking call him Hawk Bua. I fucking love that name. I think that is the stupidest shit of all time. Please, if you're one of the many people re-editing the Dragon Ball Wiki right now, please, on just one page, write Hawk Bua as the form's name.
It could be deep as hell in there, but like,
just one line just that refers please. To him. But like, say that, don't say that, you know, some small podcast host said it, dude. Like, say like, just say people refer to this form as Hawk Bua, and that's great. You know, that's all I'm asking for.
Oh shit.
Anyway,
dude.
That was the big twist.
Right now, while we're recording this, Georgia was losing to Georgia Tech.
Okay.
And I might have to look this up live, Dotto. Do you think Georgia won or lost against Georgia Tech? That Georgia tied it up with a minute left in the game. Who do you think won, Georgia or Georgia Tech?
I'm going to say Georgia.
I'm betting it too. I'm pricing it. Here we go. Oh, dude, it's not over. They're at the end of regulation. They're having to go into overtime right now.
Oh, shit, dude.
If Georgia loses to Georgia Tech, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to college football, but this is, they finally changed the playoffs this year. We have like true, actual playoffs.
Really? Well, yeah. I think that's more exciting than fuck the old college system was.
Yeah, I did not like the old. I don't think really too. Well, I won't say that. There's a lot of old heads that did, but we're getting true playoffs. Essentially, if you're the top of your division, you get automatic buy into the semifinals. But then the other eight, that's four teams, and then the other eight teams actually play in a true playoff style, and then it goes. You know. Anyway, so Georgia, if they lose here to Georgia Tech, may completely lose out of their spot in the playoffs. I don't know how that's going to work. That ain't going to be – that's crazy, dude. Because Georgia's ranked seventh right now. I think they're second in the SEC behind Texas. So that's, like, crazy. I love college ball. Anyways, let's go back to Dragon Ball.
That did not help the Southern accusations at all, dude. That was crazy.
Dude. Hey, man. Listen, do you want to talk about your Jets? Do you want to get a second to talk about your Jets for a second, or do we want to?
I'm good. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know what the fuck they're doing anymore, dude. I, like, if I'm just being real, like,
I mean,
just a depressing.
I don't blame you for not watching that
turn.
I think, dude, is that organization just like doomed to never actually win? I what is up? What is up with the Jets, man?
Should have kept Mark Sanchez, man. He should have retired a Jets quarterback.
Damn. All right, but. So I guess let's take a step back, because there was something else that was huge.
But yeah, now what was huge?
Because Dotto, we not only saw Super Saiyan for real for the first time in this, we saw fucking Super Saiyan 2, Dotto.
That was true. They fucking, you know, I've never been the best at telling Super Saiyan apart from Super Saiyan 2.
It's the lightning. That's the only thing.
The lightning, and I noticed, like, after you said the lightning, I was like, well, was that just for flair? But then I saw the hair was a little different. So we did see Super Saiyan 2 after a crazy good battle with Tamagami number one, Tamagotchi. He's officially number three, isn't he?
He would be number three.
He'd be three. Yeah, so first we're seeing, but yes, Tom number three. And he was cool. You know, he was a pretty honest, upstanding. Did his character surprise you? He was just kind of an honest, upstanding gentleman.
I think that's part of the cool factor of watching this show, is just like, I have no real expectations. So I didn't really know what to expect from this Tamagami and everything like that. So yeah, no, I think everything that he did, from mobility to his moves, to the hammer, to like all of it was definitely surprising. And not to like take this to the game side of things, but that dude is going to be cool as hell to play in games. I hope they can get
his
hammer
ass
right.
Is making it to a single game.
They are doing two DLC packs, Dotto, for Daima and Sparking Zero. I'm pretty sure the Tamagamis are making it in.
There's no way. He was a pretty upstanding guy, though. It takes away from Neva being a villain, does it not? Isn't he the creator of those guys?
Yeah, that might kill off some of your guys' theories of...
Unless it's just bait. It could just be bait.
Of Neva or Neva or whatever being the actual end villain. I think Dr. Arinsu aka Toa, aka Dr. Arensu, is gonna, she's got this Boo thing now, like, and then also with Sean, you know, if we go back to our Sean interview, he may or may not have alluded to the possibility of them becoming adults again. That would be interesting if the entire show is not even just them being babies, like if we actually get back to being like adults to fight some ultimate Majin or something. I don't know, man. This show, what happened in this episode, like, it goes against what we saw from next episode, unless that's like some fake out bullshit with that preview. I guess we can save that discussion for here in a minute. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe Neva really is just like a good guy. You know, he's helping take care of Dende over there and has no malicious intent at all.
Yeah, he's just old as fuck. Actually, did we see him with Dende? Because then he was right?
Yeah, because the only time we've seen Dende was, dude, Dragon Ball Legends turned that Dende moment where he's getting read like a baby story in the crib with that, the nurse or whatever. That moment is a card arts in Dragon Ball Legends. I'm like, what are we doing? why did Dende as a baby being nursed by that lady become like that big of a moment to turn it into like, you can have your card sleeves look like this in Dragon Ball Legends. But anyway, no, we did not see, that's the only time we've seen Dende in a post kidnapping world. So
post kidnapping world.
I mean, what would you say? I mean, they took him, bro.
Yeah, they fucking did. They napped him up, dude. Like, he's fucking, the Guardian of Earth just got kidnapped himself. Like, it's over. But yeah, I mean, I think it could still happen. You know, if it's a bait, fake out, I think we're both prescribing, you know, if this was like sports betting, I feel like the odds they got worse for Neva being the villain. They got higher for the Tamagami's fusing at the end.
Yes.
I think the odds got a little better for that.
That was a turn as well. I was expecting them to be not evil, but we've speculated in weeks past that probably would be no fusion, because I just assumed Goku was going to blow that bitch up. You know what I mean? Like, in order to get the Dragon Ball, like, that dude was going to have to be dead. Like, he's ripping that ball out of the dude's dead husk. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I envisioned, and that's not the case at all, because after, of course, the obvious Goku defeats him.
Ass beating.
He says, well, there's one final battle before you can get the Dragon Balls, and it's a game of under the cup, essentially trying to guess which cup has the Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I think which lets us know that they're going to do this for the other ones. I feel like this is going to be like a running gag. And I don't know if I want there to be a running gag, but for this one, it worked out just because there was no like, okay, like, go do this now. It all ended very quickly, which I liked. Because my bet was this was going to be longer than one episode. But this bitch was literally on his knees begging for forgiveness by halfway through the episode. He just gave in, and then they played a little mini game, and Goku got the Dragon Ball easy peasy. That was nice. I'm worried about how this gimmick is going to be played in the next couple of episodes. Like, when Tamagami number 2 is defeated, are we going to have to go on a quest to get a fucking egg from the mountain? You know, some bullshit. But I did like, you know, another element I liked, everybody in the town was just fucking with it, bro. They loved that he won. They were just cheering, having a good time. It was great. Everybody was partying.
Yeah, that was another cool aspect of this. And the other thing too is we were real close. Real close. They said, nah, fuck that. We're not letting Tamagami 3 have this, but we were super close to a true like key clash there. But unfortunately, Tamagami did not stand up to a Super Saiyan 2 Amini Goku's Kamehameha, and so it went right through his orb. The Tamagami threw like a huge energy blast, like not just like a ki blast, like a big energy blast, and that didn't even, you can't even say it got clashed with the Kamehameha, because the Kamehameha straight up just pierced it, went right through it, and he had to like push back the Kamehameha and got like thrown back into a infamous Dragon Ball rock. Which you can,
yeah, Goku made no fucking time to wait, bro. Like, this was probably the only time that, like, that beam went right through. He deflected it, and Goku just fucking punched him right in the stomach after that. Like, there was no in between, no downtime. It was fucking bad. Oh, we forgot to mention, like, first ever upside down Super Saiyan moment. You know, you called that out as a Dokkan player. You could see the writing on the walls for the new card.
Yep.
But, you know, Goku gets tossed upside down, has to block an attack, and that's when he goes Super Saiyan. It was pretty sick.
The choreography here and the animation here was godlike.
This is the first episode that you kind of have to watch. Like, if you're, even if you're just casual, you could just watch this and be good. The first half, anyway. Honestly, the real sin of Daima is you could probably just start here.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
If you really wanted to, if you're just feeling lazy and you just want to enjoy some new Dragon Ball, starting here would be totally fine. You'd be a little confused on who Glorio and Pansy are, but you could probably work it out. I mean, you figure it out.
As much as some people like have gassed up the lore drops, and we've talked about them in depth here on a podcast where we talk about these episodes for up to an hour sometimes, I do generally think, and this is, I don't think this is a bad thing, but I think, yeah, you could start here and you could pretty well grasp what is going on pretty quick and it would just all make sense. I don't think you would be really that confused at all. And if you need help and you want to start here, basically Goku has to get all three Dragon Balls from the Demon Realm, and to do that, he has to defeat Tamagamis. Okay, you're good. All right, go on.
Pointy ears equal Majin.
Yes.
We didn't actually get any ear racism in this episode.
No, we didn't, Dotto. Man,
so I might be falling off. That's all I'm going to say is, like, people are getting a little too tolerant around here. I'll just say that.
So that was the first about 10 minutes of this episode. Then, so he does defeat the Tamagami literally within 10 minutes, but it was a damn good 10 minutes. Then we switch over to Dr. Arensu. That's where we've already kind of spoke pretty deeply on that. Dr. Arensu literally was there.
Lore drop.
When Boo gets defeated, and it specifically is when Vegeta does his final atonement and all the little mini Boos start forming back up to run over to form Big Boo again. You know, and she, of course, escapes with, like, a piece of him, and it never actually forms and looks like a mini Majin Buu. It actually looks more like the inside of Buu, and, like, during that sequence of the Buu saga, and that's what she takes back to Marba.
It's the essence of Majin Buu.
Yes. And
distilled.
That, which, I wonder what ramifications it has now that Goma and Degesu have seen this. And also how they didn't notice it when they saw it on episode one when we were doing the full, like, recap of Dragon Ball Z. So, anyway, that all happens. We go to her home, or maybe this is Marba's home. It's a planet that's very Beerus-esque because it has, like, a tree in the middle. But then on the door is, like, a mosaic, like, window glass pane thing, and it has, like, an M. It's, like, half on one door, half on the other, because it's, like, a double door. It's kind of cool. They go in the back, and she pours in, like, what Donald just said, the essence of Boo. And then that's when she's like, hey, by the way, in order to be able to, like, talk to this thing without actually talking, like, have a mind link here with it, you got to spit on that thing. And so...
Oh. So sorry, you, like, broke my brain when you said talk to this thing. And I was like, was that on purpose? And then I could see it was. Go ahead. You broke my brain. Go ahead.
Anyway, and so that is why she had a spit on it, and then that's how they're going to be linked, and it turns green. So this is going to be a green Boo, or a green Majin.
I like how we think that confirms it. This is the green Majin, bro. So a few names, again, Hawk Buu is my favorite. Green Majin, we're still workshopping that one, but, you know, they're good stuff is coming. I'm excited that we might see a Majin Buu, like, retrain. You know, like, that would be a hype character to get in some games.
The big thing that they talked about, and also the smoke was coming up, it was showing the different Boos, right?
Yeah, it showed, like, Fat Boo, Evil Boo, Super Boo, Kid Boo.
And one of the things that Marba specifically talks about, which Dotto also mentioned, the Bibbidi sort of, like, retcon, expansion, whatever you want to call it, but essentially she's like, no, you got this. Dr. Arensu is like, I know you created it, and Marva's like, no, you got this wrong, it was Bibbidi, and she's like, no, it wasn't, he came to you. And so anyways, Marva created Boo, but with the thing that she says is essentially they couldn't control Majin Boo, so he was basically like a failed experiment. And so this one, they're trying to make it to where they can actually control this.
Max controllability.
Yes. And the last little lore thing that I would want to mention from this episode specifically, and then we can kind of move on, is we do get to see a sequence of Hybus, which is the Majin that is bringing Vegeta and Piccolo and Bulma. They are they contact the King Kadan, and everyone's celebrating because Goku got the third round Dragon Ball. Like, the news is spreading, essentially. And Hybus says something that makes Vegeta mention the Earth Dragon Balls, and Earth's like, Hybus is like, wait, Earth has Dragon Balls too? So I imagine that might come back up too, which then plays more into the fact that if something goes like awry, do they try to escape to outside of the demon realm to like make a wish out there or something potentially? I don't know. I just wonder if that has any, if that was just like a cool little interesting quirk. By the way, they're in second overtime now. Georgia Tech and Georgia actually tied and both scored. So they're in second overtime in this game.
And that happened pretty quick.
That did. But anyways, that was kind of like a small little detail there between Hybus and Vegeta, as Hybus noticing that he mentioned, like, because he doesn't say it. He's like, oh, wait, the Demon Realm has Dragon Balls too. And that's when Hybus is like, what do you mean two? What do you mean by that? And that's where it was the episode. Then we got the preview for next week's episode, which is called Thieves. And it's
Dragon Ball gets stolen again, bro. We're right back to detours.
Yeah, I feel like, because what we were talking about is that we wanted, once this show started, I truly, like, we were in the thick of it all, like, I wanted to just kind of sort of start running.
I wanted to take off, bro. I wanted to just fucking sprint to the end.
Yeah, I don't need a cooldown after that. And I think this is probably a good time to mention this, Dotto, if you want to, like, get on your, I don't know if you want to hop on a soapbox again. But people are on us about having issues with the pacing. But I think it's important to remember this is a limited series. We aren't watching this weekly for the next 3 years like we did in Super. There's not 100 episodes here. There's only 20.
Thank God. Yes, there's only 20 of these. Every episode is another episode that we won't get. So you got to remember that, guys. It's we could have had, well, I mean, that then now we're just being unrealistic. But we could have had 20 episodes of that Tamagami fight. All right. So let's not, you know, that's what I enjoy. All right. I'm trying to see more big bads. I'm trying to see more fights. I'm trying to see more meathead moments. So that's where the pacing comes from. Also, it just took a while. Like, episode 8, come on now, man. We could have done this on episode 5. Well, I think we all know that. We all know that this could have been episode 5 of the series. Nobody would have complained.
No.
And, yeah.
This is technically 40% of the way. We are 40% of the way through the series right now, Dotto. 40%.
Damn! That fucking hurts to hear, bro. This does not feel like a 40% checkpoint. Probably because it literally isn't. Like, we got to get to 2, 3, and the big bad. So we're not halfway through. Like, we're not close.
I mean,
After we hit two, we'll be close.
I think now, like, Dr. Arons essentially just confirmed, like, there's going to be some form of a fake out. I think we have minimum four more fights Tamagami level. Minimum.
I do. I think, because we're going to have to fight, like, Goma is going to do something, right? And yes. Then there's going to be the whatever this Majin Buu, Hawk Bua turns into. I mean, like, there's some shit going on, but I think whatever she's making is probably the big bad. And then Neva, you know, he's not off the board yet. No. He could do some fuck shit, but you know, there's some options here. Now we got options. We got a few specs to go into, which, speaking of options, I think that brings us to a good place to ask our fucking book club question of the week.
Hell,
man.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
a good book,
brother,
club question. So, I mean, how do you want to word it? Or do you want me to word it?
You go for it.
How many big bads are we looking at in the series to fight? Who do we got? Who's your... Let's get some parlays going, guys. What are the odds looking like? We think Neva's going to make a final villain appearance. We think Hawk Bua. We thinking maybe Dr. Arensu herself has a form or something. You know, how many big fight? How many Tamagami-level fights are we in for? Who do you think those are? Kind of a big question, but let's get some discussion started in the club this week.
Do you think that, and this is a question for you specifically, do you think that Goma will have a Demigra-like form?
I hope so.
I mean, same, but I was just curious. By the way, they are tied back up, and then when you get into second overtime, you have to go for two. You can no longer just go for the extra points. So you have to go for two. Georgia Tech already scored, and they did not get two. So if Georgia gets their two here, they win. And their place in the playoffs, I do believe, are basically 100% secured at that point. Okay, so with that in mind, before we move to book club, do we want to rate or do we do book club first?
We can just do it first and then end on the big rating.
Let's go. All right,
let's do it.
We do a thing each week where we do book club. We pull from our Patreon. We appreciate you guys supporting us over there. So leave comments over there. And we also pull from the comments here on YouTube. Unfortunately, again, I don't know how the audio listener thing works. So if you just want to pop over to the YouTube and leave this comment, more power to you. Here we go with Mr. Sneed 420. I watched the most recent episode and the pacing seems fine. Was pleasantly surprised that Piccolo, Vegeta, and Bulma were finally in the Demon Realm. I think people's minds are just brain rotted and can't handle a Norman Pace show. If DBZ or OG Dragon Ball came out today, we'd get these complaints 100 times over. Dotto.
I mean, 100. Look, the thing is, if Dragon Ball Z did come out today, I would be bitching and whining the entire fucking time, bro. Because having rewatched it, if I got to sit through fucking Dueling Piccolos or Fake Namek, yeah, I agree that those shows were paced worse. But those were different times. Like, JJK is not paced like that. My Hero Academia is not paced like that.
Kai isn't paced like that, though.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, those are also, again, longer series, different time. But yes, even if Kai was paced like that, it would be pretty bad. But I don't think this one is, like, super terrible or anything. No. Like, it's not like, oh my god, I can't believe we're on episode 42 and Goku finally said Kamehameha. But... you know, it was a little slow. It was the main complaint. I think it's the main complaint for the series now, like, which is a good thing. I mean, it got really much else to complain about. I would say it is a problem. Not that big, though. And I'm also not going to fault you for not thinking it's horrible.
Yeah. Again, I can't express enough. I mean, the lowest either of us have rated any of these episodes is a 6. And that's just because last week it felt a bit egregious. And this is what sparked this comment. Is because last week a lot of our concerns were simply the pacing of the show. Again, and it just cannot be stressed enough, within the confines of the fact that it's a limited series. This isn't a weekly series that we've locked into for the next year or two. This is a limited series that has an end date, basically Q1 of 2025. You know what I mean? So that context matters in the fact that you getting filler-ass episodes, which appears to be what we might be getting next week, I really just don't know that they have a place in a limited series. It'd be like watching like any type of limited series outside of anime, and it's like 6 episodes, and one of them is filler. It's like, wait, what the fuck? Why did you even make this? Like, it didn't need to exist because we're in this limited space. You're not trying to fill out a 24-episode season that's going to come back next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. So I think that context matters, but... at the end of the day, production is still excellent. This is probably one of the best animated Dragon Ball fights to date that we saw today with the Tamagami. The choreography was fantastic. It wasn't just beams. You know, another thing too, Dotto, that I want to mention with the choreography, if you didn't, I don't know if you noticed, but there was like no reused frames. Like, the only time that it did the thing where we sort of had the repeat was worthwhile anyway was the Kamehameha. And like that.
Yeah, and that was like a different angle. Yeah. That was
sick. So like I will more than welcome those, but like there wasn't anything that was just like egregious. Oh shit. Like Dueling Piccolos, where we see the same scene like 3 times, the same angle. It's like, okay, cool, man. Like that's, oh shit. Like the, none of that was here. It was all like that fight. I'm going to rewatch that. Like that is 100%. I'm rewatching that shit. Like straight up. I just want to see it again. It was awesome. So anyway, Verge, this is a Dragon Ball series, not a Dragon Ball Z story. Huh?
Why are you hating, Verge?
Yeah, bro. And
what do you mean by that, Verge?
This is a continuation of Dragon Ball Z, by the way. So, like...
you think that just because we're a couple of meatheads, we can't appreciate a slower story?
Dotto, why are you talking like that, man?
Well, because he's coming after my damn Dragon Ball Z. He's coming after my he's coming after my fights, bro. He's coming after my fight scenes.
Hang on now, Dotto. Hang on there, partner. What are we doing?
Sorry, bro. I was appropriating a little culture there. It is true. I just want to get ready for the Talk to a Key Moments crossover.
Dude, when we do that in 6 weeks and that episode actually drops, people are...
because I would be shocked because it's not gonna happen.
I'm,
I mean, that would be...
when I tell you, I'm sending an email next week, bro. We're gonna see what happens.
Shit's gonna get stuck in the spam, bro. It's gonna get like fucking...
when you get that call from me and I said, bro, we're get to the States, all right?
I'll show up in a fucking suit and tie after a fucking 20-hour flight, bro. That would be crazy. Do you know how much Just the screenshot of us on the set of Talk to Her would go insane. You know, dude, how many, I would use that for the rest of my life. That'd be my Twitter banner.
Hang on a minute. I'm not even kidding.
There's nothing to kid at. This is like saying, like, oh, I can't wait till we fucking hang out with Drake and Kendrick together. Like, bro, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, shit. All right, dude. Read us our next one here from Zom, if you don't mind, Dotto. At
Zom1587. Zom1587, YouTube user, says, the fact that Multiverse is a game that somehow won best fighting... Oh, good. I'm glad you threw in a non... you know what? Oh, I can feel the soapbox forming. All right. Sorry, that was not Zom. That was me. The fact that Multiverse is a game that somehow won best fighting in 2022, even though it was supposedly in beta, and now is nominated again, is just ass. Not that mad, considering there's no way Tekken 8 doesn't take it. You know what, base, Zom? Yeah, that Multiverse pisses me the fuck off, and it's a fine game, whatever, but that was a literal, like, actual, like, nobody talks about it. That might be one of the biggest robberies in gaming history. Like, that is just a scam. That was just a literal scam by a big company in broad daylight, and nobody gave a fuck. Nobody gave a single fuck.
Dude, Dotto,
crazy.
Dotto, you're being stupid, man. It was a beta, and so it makes sense that they would take it down, even though you gave them $200.
That's fucking crazy. I'm not wrong on that, right? Nobody got refunds, right?
I don't think I sure shit didn't. So I hope, bro. I swear to God, if there was a refund thing that was going around and I didn't get my money back, I'm pissed. You know how many Steam sale games I could have bought with that? Damn, I could have bought Metaphor Refantasio on the house, kind of.
Refunds are not available for Multiverses due to the closure of the open beta. However, however, content purchased or earned before will be carried over when the game launches on May 28, 2024. That's a scam! That's literally a scam! You scammed them! Oh, God. Gee whiz, bro. I fucking hate... That was crazy. That was... You just pissed me off, Tom. You just pissed me off.
You want to get the next one here? Hibiki Kensaki? Did I say that right?
Hibiki Kensaki. Hibiki Kensaki. Oh, yeah, no, it's Hibiki Kensaki. It blows my mind that people who say they want Super Anime to come back for pacing reasons, as if they won't redo Broly and Super Hero. Are you right? And you're right. And that would be ass. And that would be ass. I'll just leave it at that.
I do not, like... This is really stupid to even have this discussion, because who knows when this is ever going to come back, if ever. But I just do not need that recap, man. Like, here's the thing. If you want to do a recap in like two episodes each, you know what I mean? Or like recap in the same time frame. Like, so, you know, they're each about an hour and a half. So three episodes. So after six episodes, boom, We're in the Morrow arc. Like, if you're telling me that it's like a 12 to like 20 episode recap per movie, and we're in episodes like 24 to 40 before we're in the new stuff, like, damn, that sucks. Like, those movies exist. Their probably production value is much higher than they could do for episodes anyway. Like, we don't need the recap, but you are spitting, and I would almost put money on the fact that they would do it. Although it is totally off topic, Dotto, but why would we recap Superhero but not recap Broly in the manga? Why is Broly a one page panel as a recap, and Superhero gets an entire like full on 20 chapter not even recap, but whatever you want to call it, like the actual saga in the manga?
I don't know, and I wish it didn't happen. I think it should always be like a one page, like, this happened. And then just yeah. Like, come on, man. I don't want to do the same shit all over again, man. Like, who fucking cares?
All right.
But yeah, you just pissed me off, Hibiki Kensaki. You pissed me off too.
Basic ninja. To me personally, I don't mind the pacing of the show, because each episodes are still entertaining and keeps me wanting more each week. I just hope that the lore slash world building that's been jam packed into these seven episodes will pay off into the second half of the show. Or maybe when Vegeta's group finally catches up in the next episode and get their perspective on all of what's been happening in the Demon Realm, especially what they think about Glorio. I won't lie to you, Basic Ninja. I don't need that. I don't need their take on Glorio. I don't need their take on what's been happening. I just need them to show up and fuck shit up. That's really all I need. And also, you were wrong, because they did not catch up, unfortunately, in this episode. They may not even catch up in next episode because, oh, we didn't talk about the preview that much.
Well, I mean, it just was nothing. It was the thief that stole the Dragon Ball, and that was it, pretty much.
Red Lantern, or wait, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you pretty much got it. I mean, I don't really need... I think they actually kind of set it up because, again... I forgot the little alien's name that has a haircut. But they kind of set it up like he's going to tell Vegeta some Demon Realm stuff. So hopefully they know a decent bit before we meet up. Hybus, yeah. Hybus, they kind of like, Vegeta was like, tell me more. And then he was like, you got to ask nicely. And he said, tell me more, please.
Yeah, okay.
So hopefully that sets up, like, they just meet up and like, yeah, we know about that shit.
Yeah, I don't really need time wasted on that conversation. And then as far as the lore/world building, I think that will pay off. And I think it'll pay off in a natural way later on during like some fights or something like that. I think that'll be how it pays off. And at this point, the lore building from this episode has to pay off to some extent, because making it be that this whole new character is actually the creator of these boos and they're creating a new one. I mean, this is obviously leading to another big baddie at some point. So, anyway, Red Lantern hits us with, I personally have loved watching Daima, so I got to thank Key Moments for getting me to watch it, but also screw you guys, because now I have to wait weekly. My bad.
Hey, thanks, Red Lantern. Appreciate that.
But thank you. Thank you for watching Key Moments. We do appreciate that. Yo, you got the next one, Dotto, because this is so... I don't even remember what I was talking about this. Maybe we did.
I don't remember either, so this is going to be pretty short. But Dave2336 says, I'm ready for the Project Multi news. Don't know who he was talking about, but me too. You know, I agree.
I do remember we did talk about it, because I remember briefly talking about how I wish it was still like a bit of a deeper experience. Like, I wish there was just a smidge.
Oh yeah.
I do remember talking about that now. I do.
For me, it was just the bots.
Yeah. I mean, I
fucking hated the bots. But also, I just hope that the game will be what I want. Like, it'll be pretty much what it was, but ranked and more characters. And I mean, the game's already dead. Like, let's be honest, the game is so dead, dude. Because they're gonna sell skins, but nobody wants to buy shitty fucking anime skins.
We got a new skin today, though, Dotto.
What's that? Oh yeah, we did. And the
Goku's
preview.
Goku's got a new
Goku in pajamas,
fit.
Dude.
It's a new fit.
You are skin. Spend $100, please.
All right, we got two more from Book Club here. I'll hit this next one.
Patreon comments.
Dotto can hit us with the last one there. Apparently, Lone Daima watching here.
You didn't say Crazy J, bro.
Oh, Crazy J hits us with, in parentheses, apparently, Lone Daima watching here. You're not alone. It's just like, I'll be damned if we weren't shocked at how few of you are watching it.
No. But Banana, this is Crazy J. This is the only guy that actually subscribes to Patreon. I've had to personally make every other account to make it feel like, make him feel more welcome. Mm. He is the only actual guy.
Got it. Okay.
But go ahead.
I'm speaking as someone who pretty much checked out on the anime as a whole after DBS ended. Much like, on anime, not the anime, on anime, which is fair. Much like Nano after GT ended. The lore there is I just stopped watching anime after GT until I started watching Attack on Titan in like 2014. As a Dragon Ball fan, I was excited for Daima and even got a Crunchyroll subscription specifically to lock in on Daima since it marked the return of Dragon Ball. Even as someone who isn't as used to quote unquote modern anime pacing, as Nano mentioned, I too am starting to feel like the show is dragging on. The lore building was great for the first few episodes, but I'll admit my head was in my hands when their plane got shot by the guards, thinking it was going to be yet another slowdown to the regression of things. Episode 8 looks like it has promise based on the teaser at the end of this episode, so it feels like we are finally at the start of things happening. That being said, I still am very much enjoying the return of proper animated Dragon Ball, even if it's not main manga continuity content. And yes, Nano, after getting Crunchyroll, I have started my first ever watch of Attack on Titan. It's pretty crazy. No spoilers, please.
Dude. Damn, bro, this guy is based.
Crazy day. You got to keep us updated. I hope you heard this part of the podcast. We need to hear the update on AOT. And I love how you called out me specifically, but Dotto was absolutely the bigger AOT head for sure. He's the one actually reading it, and he was listening to like, Huh?
I just read it, bro. Is that what separates us? You're the guy that listens to the OST fucking.
Okay, but you were in the trenches. You were in the trenches doing what we're doing for Dimer right now, but for Attack on Titan, which was way crazy.
I was in the trenches. I was.
So that's I feel like,
was pretty entrenched.
I feel like you know, if we were ranking like our Attack on Titan cards, you're definitely a higher up, because I did not get to do that because I just watched the anime. I will say, damn, Dotto, we gotta get you over here. What if it works out? They announced that they're re-editing the final two episodes, putting it in theaters. It's going to have new animation, new audio master, all this stuff back in theaters is a 2-hour experience to watch the end of Attack on Titan in theaters. What if that shit is out at the same time that maybe you came and did an IRL Daima watch? That'd be hype.
Hey man, that would go fucking nuts.
Because I'm not gonna lie, Attack on Titan in theaters, my ass will be in a seat. Anyways, take it away with our final book club comment of the week.
Unstable Beast says, people's complaints about the pacing is wild to me. We are in episode 7, fucking 7, where we're Bleach, Naruto, One Piece, Black Clover, OG Dragon Ball, Yu Yu Hakusho, Hunter Hunter, where were all of these by episode 7? Barely anything had happened. I mean, yes, that is true. Yep. All right, hold on. Let's get the fucking soapbox back out here, dude. That's me dragging it across the ground. This only works for the audio listeners. I'm going to step on it now. All right, left foot. Fucking waste of time. But look, I agree. Okay, it's not. Okay, 7 episodes is not that bad. But Nano, can you ring the bell for me? This is a limited time series. We only have 20 episodes and then it's over forever, dude. It's gone for good. It's done.
I'm not completely convinced. I'm not completely convinced that this shit ain't ending with like a to be continued, bro.
Unstable Beast gonna cook us when they announce Dragon Ball Daima 2 and it just goes on forever. Oh no. All right, but look, if that happens, you got me, dude. But look, I'm just, I think people that complain about the pacing, you know, we just want to see some cooler stuff. I think maybe that's, let's just be honest, maybe we just want to see some cooler stuff. The stuff we're seeing is aight, but we want to see some new cool stuff, not this walking around talking. Like, again, episode 8 we just watched was great, so that was good.
And it was only, that's what I was trying to say earlier, it was only Meathead for half. I was locked the fuck in on this Dr. Arensu section, like, that was really cool, visiting a completely new place and getting this lore drop in such a cool way, and the booze being in the smoke, and holy shit, Georgia Tech and Georgia are in their 7th overtime, Dotto.
Oh my fucking God.
They're in OT 7 right now, Dotto. What is going on in this game, man? Ah, dude, this sounds like some good college football. I might have to rewind that shit and pretend like I'm watching it for the first time. But, anyway, I just want more stuff like that. Like, I genuinely, like, I know this, you know, you guys have listened to like 60 episodes of this and you know that I'm a meathead, but like, I also like the other stuff too, man. I've enjoyed Daima, but I'll be damned if this wasn't on an absolutely different level, as you're probably about to find out right now as we rate the episode, Dotto.
I'm giving it are we holding our fingers?
I think it would be you. So let me hold up my fingers. Here we go.
All right, I'm not even going to check, bro, because I'm giving it a 10. This is the first Daima 10, I think, for me. But yeah, good.
That was obvious as hell.
Good job. Good job.
I give it a 5. I mean, because we're on a new scale. I've decided we're on a new scale, Dotto.
Yeah.
This is a 5 on the new scale, because I know that there can be even higher heights.
And that's good. I push it to be like higher. You know, we're only tough on it because we love the show.
Yeah, I think people can't ever understand that. By the way, Dotto, if you had to give... Have you finished season 2 yet of Arcane?
I did, yeah.
If you had to give it a score, what would you give it?
I would give it a 9.
I was thinking, I know we don't really do halves, like halves here, but I was thinking like an 8.5. Whereas I think season 1 for me would be a 10. Where do you land now that you finished it? Like, I remember I talked to you and I said, I think season 1 was the better season, but you hadn't finished it at the time, I think, or we hadn't all of it.
I would need to rewatch season 1. It honestly has, I forgot how much I forgot about season 1. But season 2, there was too much cool stuff that I did like.
I just think
I was laughing my ass off at the fucking dichotomy between the two experiences. That was the funniest fucking episode to me.
Wait, what are you talking about?
the differences between group A that gets sent back in time or group A that gets,
yes,
that was the funniest fucking shit. That episode was amazing.
Yeah,
but that was also the funniest fucking shit.
No, I agree. I really enjoyed it, don't get me wrong. I think like some of the highest highs were way higher than season one highs, but then I just feel like, and I'm probably gonna need a rewatch of it, probably going to do a rewatch of it, but I feel like there were just aspects of it that were like a little not as tight as season one was, but I see home there. It was fantastic as shit, and I'm beyond excited about a Noxus series. A Noxus series sounds incredible because
I want to see Noxus and Demacia go at it,
dude. Yes, I also do.
I want to see Garen and Darius fucking clash on my screen.
Yes, I wanted. This is like slight spoilers, I guess, because I'm about to reveal a character that wasn't there. Big whoops. I wanted Darius to show up in the show at some point. I know it makes literally zero. It doesn't make, I guess, zero sense because there's a lot of Noxus influence on the show. But I did want to see him in some way just in case there wasn't more. But now that I know we're going to Noxus, if you don't show me Draven and you don't show me fucking Darius, I will be upset. I will genuinely be upset if we don't see those two characters specifically in some form of the next show, dude. Oh, my God. And I've got the League itch. I reinstalled that shit, bro. I got the League itch so bad. That show was good.
I've been thinking about getting onto ranked again just to see what happens.
You're gonna hop back into the Rift, Dotto.
As soon as I get back to the States, I am, because I got 200 ping right now, so my ass ain't doing nothing for my team but throwing if I get on now.
Damn. What's your main role? What do you run?
You know, I'm kinda like homeless right now, low key. It's just been so long, but I've been everywhere. I've been all around the world. Same. I go wherever my teammates feed last because it
what's
pisses
your least,
me off.
What's your least favorite though? I have a least favorite.
Probably.
I hate.
This is gonna be a.
I don't like mid.
I hate top lane. Top lane.
You
is
don't
like
top.
I was thinking about like trying to main top lane, getting back into it just to like broaden my palate. But top lane is like the most cucked lane in existence. I don't care what people say. It's literally, it's literally the fucking meathead lane, but also like. God, there's so much bitch shit that goes on up there. Fucking people, like, you just walk around, clash, TP somewhere else, fucking hope that your jungler ganks and their jungler doesn't. It's
yeah, but no, but the junglers never come up because the junglers prioritize mid and bot, which is fair. It's a very lonely lane, like a very lonely.
It is.
Lane.
It's a lonely lane.
But
and
I enjoy
then,
it. I think it's because I enjoy the champions up there.
Like, you know what I don't enjoy? When some motherfucker locks in a ranged champion in top lane. That just ruins, like you get a bad Teemo counter pick in the top lane, and it's just fucking lights out.
You don't
dude.
Like
it's
my Vayne top, Dotto?
Vayne top, that's some bitch shit, bro. Like, that's crazy.
I love some Vayne top. Now, she's not my go-to. I think Allawi got a little nerfed. I haven't played in a while, but I like to run in, you know, a little bit of Allawi, a little bit of Darius, you know, maybe some Garen. But my favorite champion, which is why I was maybe a little bit upset. We're about to end this episode, so this is actually spoilers. But Vi, I'll be damned if she couldn't win. I'm like, dude, Vi has been like my favorite character since I like damn near she came out. I just love I just her kit and everything is so sick. Her freaking gauntlets and shit, and she got her ass beat throughout this entire show. I'm like, can Vi not just like beat some shit up? Like, damn.
she did kind of get her ass beat. I'm just glad Echo got his glaze,
but
bro.
Yes,
he got his glaze.
Echo was sick as shit, and I will say, anytime I did have to play mid, he was one of my go-tos because I just like the time travel shit. I just always thought that was so cool. So that being like integral to that series was absolutely beautiful. But you know what else is beautiful, Dotto?
This music, this symphony. Whoa. What is this melody?
Guess we'll have to see you guys next week on episode 9, Thieves.
Goodbye.